Visiting with Madison head football coach Nate Teichgraber here on the Area Coach's Corner. And coach 2-2 right now, defeating Yates Center last week in a shutout. What'd you like about that victory and starting off district 1-0?
It's always good to have a great showing at home, at homecoming. We were excited to be able to get almost all of our kids into the game last Friday, even though we played a half. And, you know, some of our young kids that worked their butts off during the week, it was nice to be able to reward them with some playing time. So, you know, we were pleased. We saw good things in all three phases of the game. And so we're hoping to be able to build off of that performance this coming week.
And how have things carried over in the practice this week?
You know, it's kind of been a wonky week. We didn't have school on Monday, but played JV, and we've kind of had a little bit of sickness going around the last couple weeks. So we've had a few kids in and out during the week, but I think towards the end of the week here, we're starting to get everybody healthy. And so, but as coaches, you know, with a lot of the transition and odd schedule this week, we've been very pleased with how the kids have handled things. And so overall, I think we're in good shape going into Friday night's game.
So let me ask you this. I've asked every coach I've spoken with this week. This is over the halfway point of the regular season. This is week 5 now. How do you assess your team right now?
The big thing with us is being consistent. You know, there's been times we've played really good football, and then other times where we've kind of sputtered a little bit. As you get into, you know, the halfway point of the year and the heart of the district schedule, for us, we need to be more consistent. And we need to be playing our best football this time of the year. You know, we have a tough district, and so if we want to be able to advance and be a playoff team, we need to raise our level of play in all three phases and start to play our best football.
And as you mentioned about the district right now, you know, Linden's in there. Yates Center, who you guys played last week, Flint Hills, Northern Heights, and you guys, and Chase County as well. But as you mentioned, tough district, and looks like Northern Heights, they're starting to figure things out, and that's who you have tomorrow night.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Northern Heights, if you look at them on film from week 1 and then you look at them from week 4, they are starting to figure some things out, I think, you know, in their transition from 11 to 8-man football. They are much improved on film. And, you know, I've had some experience coaching against Heights before in the 11-man ranks. And one or a couple things that I've always noticed about Heights watching on film and then coaching live, their kids are hard-nosed. They're tough. They play till the whistle. You know, they don't really beat themselves. They're pretty fundamentally sound, and so you watch them on film this year, and it's really no exception. We know that going into their house on homecoming night, they're going to have some juice, and we're going to have to be able to withstand the early storm and, you know, keep our composure and try to build off of our last week's performance and play some consistent football. But we think it's very important for us to start fast on Friday, and hopefully we can play well and come out with a victory.
Visiting with Madison head football coach Nate Teichgraber here on the Area Coach's Corner. And, Coach, as we mentioned, Northern Heights is the opponent tomorrow up in Allen, which will be our area game of the week here on Country 101.7 FM. When you look at Northern Heights, you know, coached by Peyton Hines, a former Wildcat himself, along with T. Preisner, who also was a great player at Northern Heights as well. I know Greg French is helping out as well up there in Wildcat country. And I know you mentioned about coaching against Northern Heights in the 11-man ranks when you were at Council Grove. Does this kind of feel kind of back to the days where you were coaching, you know, against a former league foe, which was in the Flint Hills League when you were at Council Grove?
Yeah, you know, the way – really the only difference that I see is It used to be they had 11 guys on the field at once, and now they've only got 8. But some of the characteristics that Heights teams that I've seen, they're still there. I think I mentioned earlier, they're hard-nosed. They play hard till the whistle. Defense, they fly to the football. On offense, they're going to block till the whistle. Their quarterback's a dynamic player, even though he's only a sophomore. He's a solid runner. He makes good decisions in the run game. He can sling it and makes very good decisions in the passing game. So, we have a challenge on our hands to try to defend what they're doing offensively. And, they just watching them on film, they've made big strides from the beginning of the year till now. And so we know the challenge that's ahead of us. And I've played there before, and, I've had some really good games up there at Heights. And then I think my first game as a head coach, I got my butt handed to me by Coach French and those guys. So, we understand what we're heading into, I think. And so hopefully we can play well in all three phases of the game, because that's what it's going to take to try to get to 2-0 in our district.
All right, Coach. Appreciate the time as always. We look forward to carrying the game here on Country 101.7 FM tomorrow night. Best of luck with Northern Heights tomorrow, and I'll talk to you again next Thursday.
Thank you very much, Dylan. We appreciate everything that you do, and go Dogs.
That is Madison head football coach Nate Teichgraver joining us here on the Area Coaches Corner, brought to you by MT Networks, Shanky Well Service, and Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group, on Country 101.7 FM.